Hi everyone, my name is Ming Fei and I work in Windows Azure Media Services team as a program manager. Today I will be introducing a new player framework called Azure Media Player Framework for iOS. We released the preview version a few weeks ago through GitHub under Apache license. This is the GitHub page we have. You could find the framework under Windows Azure tab and choose Azure Media Player Framework. This framework made easy for developers to build native video application with advertisement support on iOS platform, which consumes HTTP live streaming in short form HLS content from Windows Azure Media Services. In case you are not familiar with Windows Azure Media Services, you could search on windowsazure.com and the features you will find out Media Services page. Windows Azure Media Services is a set of services that we build on top of Microsoft Cloud Platform Windows Azure that enable you to upload, encode, encrypt, and deliver your video from the cloud. And HTTP live streaming is one of the media formats Media Services support. Come back to the framework. Especially, it made easy for developer to integrate client-side advertisement based on native iOS SDK such as AV Player and the AV Foundation. In the next release, we will also support various advertisement standards such as VAST and VMAP. And this is the GitHub site I mentioned where you could get all the source code from. Besides the README with all the general features introduced, I would recommend you to always check out Wiki page, which we have a brief introduction of the architecture for this player framework, and also the feature list, and all the common questions and the Q&A session. Most importantly, we also have a tutorial on how to use Azure Media Player Framework. And you could see that various of APIs are introduced here, such as how to schedule the main content, how to schedule various type of advertisement, such as pre-roll, mid-roll, and post-roll, as well as how to schedule ad pod. Okay, and now let's take a look on how to get started. Firstly, we'll do a git clone using Xcode. You could also download the GitHub client for Mac to clone the repository. And what you need to do is to copy the address in GitHub page and open Xcode. Choose connect to a repository in Xcode welcome page and paste the URL, click on next. And let's put in a folder called demo 13 for instance and click on clone. It will take a couple of seconds to get the file down, and now the clone is successful. Click on OK, and let's go into Finder and look for demo 13. It will be a folder called Azure Media Player Framework. Go into the folder and go into source folder. Choose iOS and HLS client. So inside this folder, there is a sample player Xcode file that we want you to get started with. This sample project built using most of features in this framework is a great resource for you to learn how to use our APIs. Let's open this project. Under the project tree, firstly, there are three JavaScript files called Sequencer, Scheduler, and AddResolver. These JavaScript files handles most of the logic for you to do client advertisement stitching. And we also wrap around all the JavaScript functionality in a sequencer wrapper that bubbles up all the JavaScript functionality into Objective-C layer. And under the iPad folder, that's the sample UI we had. In Sigbar View Controller, that was where you could find the timeline, the control button for your video player. And under Sample Player View Controller, we have the sample UI for the address bar for videos. Similarly, you will find the UI control under iPhone folder as well. And what I want you to focus is under the shared folder. There is a file called Sample Player View Controller implementation. And under this file, these are most of the player logic resides, and you could learn a lot from this file to see how do you use our API. If we scroll down into the min functionality, the min method play URL, you could see that's the amount of code you need to schedule the min content. And also, if you wanted to schedule a one-time advertisement, that's the amount of code that you need to write to realize that functionality. I won't go into deep for explaining all these APIs. We have all the explanation in wiki page. And now I'm going to just run this sample video application to show you the capability of this API. And click on run, and I chose the iPad 6.0 simulator that this video application will be showed in the simulator. It will take a few seconds to compile the file. And now you see the UI for this video application. In the address bar, you will see that's where the video comes from. All the video in this sample hosted on Windows Azure Media Services, and that was where you could choose to store your HLS video content as well. After I hit on play button, it will be a pre-roll advertisement running for 5 seconds, and then it will go into the main content. And you can see the transition is pretty smooth. And around 23 seconds, it will be an ad pod gets played. So two advertisements will be played back to back in this ad pod for 17 seconds each. So the ad gets played. The advertisement could be both in HLS format or MP4 format for progressive download playback. So this is the first advertisement in AdPod, and this is the second one. And regardless the format, the transition between ad and min content are seamless. You could also use this hard button to schedule an advertisement now after you press the button. So you can see that an advertisement gets inserted while play the button. And also around 43 seconds, there will be a sticky advertisement get scheduled. That which means the advertisement will stay there after play the first time. It won't get deleted. So at the same time, you could also schedule an advertisement that only be played once. So lastly, I will show you post-roll advertisement that you could actually drag the sig bar here to fast forward your min content, like I drag it to the end that there is a post-roll advertisement gets played. Okay, so that's the major functionality of the current release for our framework. And if you want to find out more about how to use the API, I would always recommend you to look into our wiki page to see all the usages. Okay, we had a lot of fun building this player framework, and please go to GitHub and try it out yourself, and we hope you enjoyed it as well. If you have any questions, feel free to post it on Windows Azure Media Services forum, and we will try our best to help you. Thank you for watching.